Okay, everybody. So this is Ron Amatron. Our show today is live. It's unless you're on the archives. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll do one for traumas for people. Think of a trauma right now, and we'll just release it. So here we go. It's now released from you. And we'll do a pain body clearing here. Think of one pain that you might have experienced here. And here we go. And now it's released. So we'll see if our co-host is on today. Are you out there, Carrie, in cyberspace?
I'm out here in cyberspace. Yes, Ron, hi, and welcome everybody to the Wednesday show. So if you're listening to an archive, just so you know, pretty much all the clearing samples that Ron does on these shows and the two that he just did will work on the archives. So, Ron, I know you wanted to do a couple of things today for the people who are probably still dying in Japan. You had mentioned the other day that you wanted to do, I guess, a little bit more of collecting of spirits, but also you wanted to do, specifically, you wanted to, return the emotional bodies of the people who have died over there in the last week or so, week and a half or whatever it is now. Return those to the earth, I guess, is what you do.
Sure, we'll do that. So we can bring up the light beam if everybody wishes here. So bring that up, and we'll count to 10 to release spirits that are in Japan and elsewhere. And here we go. So counting. So 1, 2. Like if we'll get these energies, these spirits now, and put them in quarantine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll get rid of the emotional bodies here. And here we go. Oh, boy, I'm already yawning here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more here. 1, this is the emotional bodies, the people that are still here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So for anyone new that's listening, emotional bodies are what we usually call ghosts, and they are an invisible body that the Earth Spirit has given all of us here to hold, to absorb the emotional energy that we generate through our lives. So Ron was just clearing ones from people who have died recently. And probably that was so heavy for you, Ron, because I would imagine the bulk of the people whose emotional bodies you just cleared have probably not done clearings on their own emotional bodies, so they would have been loaded up with emotion. So there would have been a lot of energy there for you to clear, I am assuming.
Yeah, we'll do some more right now here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see here. We'll go to the light ship for a birthday party here, and we'll go up here. This will work for the people listening to the program live here, not people who listen to the archives. So you have to be listening to have anything that deals with Lightship, food court or healing. So here we go. We're going up now. I'll count to five. We'll go to the food court to have a birthday party. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'm still yawning here. We're still leaving all these emotional bodies. So let's go into the food court, have some cake. It's your choice. It's a little small piece, like the size of a pencil eraser. You can get ice cream on it or some kind of topping. So just request what you want to have. And right now it's on our finger, going into our mouth underneath our tongue. So that's the first portion here. And we can get seconds if we wish. So we're going to have a birthday party for all you who are having a birthday in this month here of March. So they're singing happy birthday to you. The Life Being Choir is doing what they do, bringing in healing energies and singing. And we'll now get seconds or thirds if we wish. You feel yourself getting full. And I'm feeling pretty full myself right now. It's very high energy food that we're eating right now. So going up into another room on the light ship. And we'll go into the room where we can have a little vacation, take 5 minutes off here. And they'll do healings on us also with oxygen. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do some more releasing here of the emotional bodies of the people that are hanging out here. So I'll do that now as we enjoy the oxygen. So take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, everybody. So I'll do some counting here to release some of the emotional bodies that have not left yet and the spirits that have not left. So one, the emotional body goes to the earth spirit, and this spirit in the body looks out of your eyes, goes to the quarantine room on the light ship. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Whoa, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll bring in the Star of Bethlehem here for everybody to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have some more oxygen coming to us now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to the room where they energize us with energy just by itself, the golden plates. So we're putting our hands on these golden plates, going inside a little room by ourselves here as they're energizing our body for what we need right now in this present moment. And I'll count to five again as this happens. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship, coming back down, and we're down right now. Here we go. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was great, and happy birthday, Annika. Excuse me. Hope you're having a fun day. So, questions. Anybody who has a question, you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS page and type your question in. And I just see one that has come up so far, and I'm having trouble finding it. I'll be there in just a sec. It was from Ren, and it was about timeline crashing. Let me just quickly find that. It's where did it go? She is asking, I think she was asking if you can do a timeline crash for someone absentee. I'm pretty sure that's what she was asking. So, Ron, is that something we can do? When we do the timeline crashing, can we put somebody else's name in there?
Okay. Boy, normally I would say just do it for yourself right now, okay? Because there's a lot happening. So that's what I would recommend doing. And by all means, if you do a space-time crash, you must be doing nothing else but that. So I would just say strictly do the timeline for yourself also, only for yourself right now. There's a lot of things happening with that clearing, so you don't want somebody to feel a little strange if they don't know what's happening. Okay, let's. We can do a timeline crash now for everybody listening if you wish. And we'll do one, remember they work with emotions, and we'll do one for sadness. So here we go. If you have any sadness in your life and you're on a timeline being abducted to that because you deal in the realm of sadness, they will take you up. And you might feel sad once or twice a week. If that's the case, then you're probably being abducted because of that situation of the emotions for sadness. So here we go. The timeline crash for this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, another timeline, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling. And you might feel a little strange. You might feel some relief. Looks like some of these timelines will crash in the next 10 minutes. And some might take about maybe 50, so 50 minutes more. So here we go. Let's do one now for let's do one for judgment. People like to have a judgment crashing here. So that could be anything. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. There we go. We'll have our Q&A coming up this Friday night also. So if you're interested in that, we'll be talking about that on Friday. And you can come on that after our Station 2 program on BBS. And that program starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, same time as this time here, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So at 11 o'clock Eastern is when the Q&A will start for about 1 hour. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so I guess my audio is too low, and... I see Tina's asking me to turn it up. I hope it's okay now. I got put on another line. So if you guys want to, I can turn it up a bit more if need be. So if someone can type in and say if it's okay or not, I'll adjust accordingly. So, excuse me. So this coming Thursday and Saturday also, Ron has some workshops that he's doing in New York that we can call into on a conference line and listen. And they're fairly lengthy. They're, I think, 3 or so hours long, and if you go to the website, creationlightship.com, at the top where current activities are listed, and you click on the, I'm not looking at it, what's it called? Upcoming events. If you click on there and scroll down, you will find a listing of the times and dates that remain where you can still get on to some of these calls and listen to Ron's lectures in New York, So this coming Thursday and Saturday are the two upcoming ones. I'm trying to get the website up right now so that I can let you guys know what time they are. And I believe it's $40 for, at this point, about six more hours of you discussing stuff. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, it starts at Eastern time at 6:30 to 9:30. And then I believe it starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday Eastern time. Oh, we can get on the call if you wish. It looks like we are right now on BBS, so you can listen to what we're talking about and have a wonderful experience. So I think it's actually 4 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday. So let's do a timeline crash here. For anxiety. So that's another emotion. Remember that you want to crash emotions on the timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels for you. Normally after they get done crashing, you're going to feel your body more at ease, and it will feel a little bit lighter for you, so you may feel lighter right now. If you do feel the original timeline crash that we did about, say, 10 minutes ago, you might want to let us know how you feel with that one, maybe on the fast chat, if you can get on there. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. While we're on the topic of crashing timelines, there's another question here I think it was from Hart, asking whether we can crash a belief system. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Stephanie. Stephanie, can you do a crash for a belief system? She says she's done several and she thinks it's helping. So is that something that we can all do?
Boy, it's not really going to help your body too much unless you get into an emotional issue with that. Remember, they abduct you. You have to look at the reason why we have the timeline crash in there is so that you're not going to be abducted. And they only abduct you through emotional issues, almost always anyway. So I would strictly do it for an emotional issue. And that's the best way to approach this here. That way you're going right down to the nitty-gritty of why you're there. Naturally, it could be other reasons, too, but mainly it's the emotions that we're dealing with here. So I would just say do it that way right off the bat here.
Okay, and then Hart is asking about crashing depression in the brain. So
that you could probably, that's still not... an emotional issue. Depression could be. So you may want to do a timeline depression issue. And I would go on and do that if you're in depression. Unless it's something with the skull having a problem, then it would not be. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then actually I was wondering something about these timeline crashes, Ron, that I wanted to ask you. I wanted to find out, let's say we did depression. And so, let's say you decide you're going to do 25 depression timeline crashes. Do you need to do the bit at the end where you do the God part? Do you need to do that every single time? And what does that portion of the crash do?
It all depends how you're connected to the timeline. You could be connected just through that alien God energy only. Like if it connected to you in a church situation, okay? And that's why we have that on there, in case you wanted to add that to it. If you don't go to church, then maybe the alien gods are not connecting to you that way. So I put that on there for people who maybe have people praying for them, and they have a physical condition or something, and you find out what the emotions are to it, but the God energy is hooking you up also. So it's another way that you can be abducted through the prayers and God energy. So that's why that's put on there. So it kind of makes it a little bit more complete. So we feel like you're being prayed for by somebody, and, you know, they're at pray for you, then you may want to do that part of that clearing too. But kind of use your own discernment on that, because it's up to you if you want to go in there and do that. And just try it and just see what it feels like. See how your body's responding. Remember, this clearing is for you to understand how your body feels and how you're, you know, being related to that, because you might actually feel your body get lighter during this process and after it, after the timeline crashes. And some timelines can take as much as 2 hours to complete. So you may be sitting there and doing a timeline crash or two, and you may not feel any benefit, and then all of a sudden, within maybe a couple of hours, you might actually experience something. Some timelines may be very quick, very fast to get rid of. This depends how far out in the darkness, dark side universes, they put you, they abducted you. How far out are you in those timelines, okay? Where does that alien race live? How much in the darkness do you have to go through to get to it? So that's why the time changes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then would you say that we need to do the spirit infusion after every single timeline that we do, or could we do a few and then do one spirit infusion, then do a few more on the crash, and then do one?
Yeah, that's up to you. If you're going to be on it, you know, continuously for maybe an hour, then you may want to do it at the very end of that. But I would say if you do leave your computer and you're not right there, then I would do the timeline crash before you walk away from your computer. That
okay.
way it's all covered. Because when you're in front of
yeah.
the computer and the light beam is connecting to you, then you're connected to the light beam. If you happen to walk outside or something, it may not be quite as effective, and you want to have yourself put back into wholeness while you have that connection. So that's what I would say to do, is to do it. If you're on your computer in front of it for an hour, then just do it maybe once every hour. But if you have to leave, then do that crash before you leave. That completes the process.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hart is asking if it's possible to do a timeline crash for betrayal. So I guess you can feel betrayed, so
boy.
That would be doable. What do you think?
Betrayal, yeah, I'll do one of those here. I don't know how effective it's going to be, so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I say if you're going to have a lot of these issues here, then, you know, you must go on and do a lot of these. Betrayal is a big one. You might want to do like 30 timeline crashes on the issue there of betrayal, and also you may want to do a whole lifetime clearing for that. Remember, the timeline crashes is just to get you out of a situation for abduction. If you find out that you have a situation, then you must do, you know, to get yourself fully out of it, you must do your whole lifetime clearing for that particular healing. Because they're only coming up because you have not got rid of the original problem, which is your whole lifetime energy is coming forward. That's the difference. So your whole lifetime is what you really need to do on betrayal, because that's probably through your whole lifetime. Whereas something that might be a different issue may not be, but some issues, you know, are ingrained in you, and you want to do a whole lifetime clearing to get rid of them. Remember, the timeline crashing is for like a Band-Aid to get you off of a timeline when you're being abducted there, but it's not going to help your body at all. Your body's still going to have that residue stuffed inside of it because you haven't healed that. This is not a healing to get you whole and complete with your spirit coming into your body, okay? The spirit infusion will help, but you need to get rid of the rest of the gunk out of you so that you're not being abducted. So this is like a Band-Aid to help you out, to get you jump-started, much like the clearing for self-empowerment. That one's a jump-start clearing, too. It doesn't affect your whole life. It just works right now in the present moment. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if anybody is interested in doing the whole life betrayal clearing, you go to the website, creationlightship.com, and the easiest way to find it is to click on the little book with the first aid cross on the image. Click on that and then go into the search section and just type in betrayal, and you'll get a few different options here. There's the lifetime betrayal release clearing, it's called, and that is $5 times your age. But there's also betrayal in the generational clearing. So those are $100 for 1 through 7 generations. So if you know it's been an issue in your family lineage, let's say your mother or your father, you know, was left and felt betrayed, or your grandparents or whatever, or betrayed in, you know, whatever other ways we can all be betrayed. And now it's cropping up in your life. The 7 generation is a really good clearing to do to get it out of your DNA so that you don't keep reliving this. So that's $100. For generations 1 through 7, and if you need to go, if you feel a need to go further back, it's $50 for each chunk of every 7 generations after that. So that's two different ways that you can deal with this issue if it is coming up for you in your life. The whole life, just for your own life that you're living right now, and then for your ancestry. So, let's see. Hart has one more question about the timeline crashing. And Hart is asking, can you ask for a crash while in a dream of a timeline? So I'm not sure.
Yeah, we have that on there.
Dreams.
Yeah, we do have a dream where you can enter in a dream that you have reoccurring, because then you found out, you know, what your situation is. So you can type the dream in and crash the dream. And that may have another emotional situation tied into it, which you may not even know what it is. So you could type in the dream state that you're dealing with, or what's come up in a dream, what you experience in a dream. And you can crash the dream, which is what they gave you to experience the timeline. You could have that dream that you downloaded back here, maybe happening, 100 times in 100 different timelines. So that's why it's best, like I say, to do at least 10 timeline crashings, 5 minimum. And some people really feel a good result after having about 30 of them done. And that's the main thing why you want to do timeline crashing. Pick your issue, what you're dealing with, you know, figure out which way your life is going now, what emotion that you're running all the time, and do a timeline crash on that, and do it maybe 30 times and just see how you feel afterwards. If you don't feel like it's complete, then maybe do another 20, you know, and that will help you to get out of the timelines for abduction. And if you have quite a few of those that you need to have, then you very possibly may want to see if we have a whole lifetime clearing online, because that would be a major life issue for you, because they're abducting you very strongly on that. And that's why, you know, you may want to do the whole lifetime clearings with that particular issue. Remember, they're only abducting you because they know about you and they know about what issue you're dealing with. So if it's a reoccurring issue throughout your life, by all means, they're going to probably still get you afterwards, but you can kind of nip it in the bud for right now. But if you start to have that same emotional tendency, then that's because it's stored inside of you. Remember, these clearings do not take away your past energies out of your body, which is in your DNA that came up in this lifetime. This is just to get you released from an abduction process, and that's the difference. So, you know, even if you did, you know, maybe 500 timeline crashes for an issue, it's still going to be stored inside of your body. This means that you were abducted 500 times for that one issue, but you still have it there. So, you know, you're going to find out, for the people who do this, you're going to find out at some point that, you know, after you do the next timeline crash, whatever that number would be, you're not going to feel much on it. And then you know that you probably got rid of the aliens that are looking at you right now from that issue. But you can still have it inside of your body, and that can still cause your body harm, because these energetic bodies, like we always say, will eventually maybe cause your death because of issues stored inside of them. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if there is anyone new or relatively new listening and you're not familiar with this timeline crashing clearing, it's one that's been up for a few months on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And as Ron was mentioning before, you crash based on an emotional issue, and you can, I mean, I think probably most of us are all doing the negative emotional issues. I know I still am wading through those, but at some point we need to start doing the positive ones too, because they're both forms of judgment and taking us out of our hearts and out of the moment and into time. So just in case there are people listening who have not done these before, Ron, I'll just explain how to find the clearing, and it's the same little book that I mentioned before, and you the quickest way, I think, is to click on that, and then in the search area, you put timeline crash, and you will come to two clearings. You can do the timeline crashing for 1 week, which costs $20, or for $60, you can get a clearing that will last you for the whole month, and you can go on night and day, anytime you want, as often as you want for that period of time, and crash as many timelines as you want. And then a little while after that was put up, there's the other crashing clearing that goes with it called the space-time crash. So maybe, Ron, for anybody perhaps who met you this time around at the expo, who's listening to the radio show for the first or second time, you would like to describe why we need to do the space-time crash and what that is about.
Yeah, normally you're brought back here, okay, after the timeline crash, but if for some reason you get removed from the timeline and you're floating out there in the darkness universe kind of all by yourself or with other physical bodies. Now, this is physical bodies or spirits or both. Then you may want to come back here, okay, because you're no longer attached to this particular timeline here. So it could be possible that you're out there in space. You want to get rid of you from space and get yourself returned here. So let's just say that typically just 90% of the time when you do a timeline crash, you're automatically brought back here. But maybe there's some reason why you're not, okay? And so that clearing is put up to clear you from the space. Now, I'll do a clearing here. We do have a little bit of time. So I'll do a clearing for the space-time crash. Now, this is space, okay? I did this once before, and some people actually felt physically sick and distraught because we brought them back here. So we're going to pick a time. I'll pick the age. Before I did the age of 10, I'll do the age of 5. So I'm going to do a space-time crash. This is where you could be out there in space floating around for a long time. And at the age of 5 sometime, you were abducted, but you never got returned back to your body. So you're just floating out there doing nothing, okay? You need to be back here. So here we go. Age of 5, we'll pick... I picked January 20th last time, so do the same time here. So January 20th at the age of 5. Here we go, everybody. We'll just see how you're feeling. This is space. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're taking you from the beyond, bringing you back. This is a major spirit retrieval. So this is much different than what those words would mean to most practitioners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, and heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're feeling yourself heavy, that's because you have not been in your body, but parts of you, maybe one of your energetic templates or just a piece of you, for a long time. So we just brought you back at your age of five, and then you look where January 20th would be. And that's what we brought you back here from. So, if you're 55 years of age, we'll say, then that means that you've been out there in space just floating around for 50 years. So, and it will bring back the emotional tendencies of what you experience. Remember, this is cellular memories coming back to you because your physical body is returning. And you may have situations, maybe your parents spanked you at the age of five, and that pain and maybe the anger of being spanked, we'll say, that anger was an emotion and they abducted you, and now you're coming back to yourself. So you may actually feel that spanking. This goes right into your cellular memory. This is why you want to do the clearings and then spirit infusion to help you out with that. But anyway, see how you're feeling. We'll see what we have on the fast chat here now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm feeling quite peculiar right now.
Yeah, so you go through there, and if you want, just strictly do space-time crashing without doing the timelines. You can work on your past that way.
So just pick a date.
So, had a traumatic situation happening, 30 years ago, you may want to concentrate on that maybe and just see what happens for you. But remember, this is not a sense that easy to do. And normally the space one doesn't require you, but you're normally going through a lot more of the emotional stuff because you're being brought back here, in a sense, traumatized. And then, the clearing on the website there will help you get de-traumatized. So that's what the space time does. Remember, you could be abducted, thousands of times, maybe in a week. So, you want to get yourself, I don't want to sound, pessimistic here or anything or real negative, but, this is what the dark side has done for you, done to you. It's very unfortunate. And if you don't know about it, then you may wonder why you never can have healings, why you don't feel right, maybe why you feel bitter toward life. It just could be one of these little things that you're out there. Maybe the dark side has you on another parallel universe, and they're poking needles in you all the time or something, because you're an experiment. This will bring you back here. So it's very important to do these clearings, and this is the way it is. So you are self-empowered once you do the clearings, and that's what they're there for, is to help you out. Without knowing about this, like I said, you may not wonder why you feel the way you do, why you have fear coming into your life all the time, and that's because maybe you have, 100 timelines of a given fear, and they keep causing that fear in you in a parallel life, and it comes back here, bleeds through, and you wonder why you're fearful all the time. Well, it's not that it's really inside of you, it's that it is happening to you instantly on those timelines, because you're living that physical life. And when you do a timeline crash, you're bringing all of your friends and a lot of people back off that timeline, which is very nice because you're actually helping the population here getting out of the alien timelines. Remember, you're controlled by time. That's why we have clocks in our house and everything else, because the aliens want to watch us. That's why you're drawn to certain numbers on your clock every day. When you look at them, if you do that, and you get the same numbers showing up all the time, the most common one probably is 1111. And that's how they are tracking you to see if your robotic programming is working right. So you automatically turn your head to the clock at 1111, and they check to see if you look at it. And if you look at it, that means that they have you. They go, that one's working properly. Somebody who's not connected to or that strongly by the aliens on robotics or whatever they're doing to control you, you won't turn your head. And then they probably have to figure out something else to do to you because you lost or got rid of part of that programming. So that's the way it works. That's why you see synchronistic numbers on the clock all the time. So that's the Galactic Federation hierarchy helping you out, making you think that you're seeing divine numbers all the time because you are, and you're seeing their light of the darkness divinity in those numbers. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the space-time crash on the website is for 1 week, it's just $10, and for a month, it is $30. So if you felt anything from that sample that Ron just did, you'll know that you can get on that clearing also and do that 24/7 as much as you would like. I feel really strange still. It's like my body feels nervous. My hands and my arms feel nervous, and I had weird like heat feelings rushing up and down them, and also across my face. I did notice that Bonnie said she was feeling nauseous. Somebody had a question that I wanted to read here. Let me get focused again. Eric's made an interesting comment. He said, I guess we have to get our hands out of the fire before we can heal. Crashing these timelines certainly will help do that for you. And Jean has a question. How do we get on all these timelines and yet also be we're here also? So maybe you could explain that, Ron.
Remember, when you do get abducted onto a timeline, a clone comes here in place of you. So that way, all of your friends that are around you will still see something here. So when you're not here, a clone's in your place. So that's the first thing. Why they abduct you onto timelines? Well, this is what they control. This is their controlling medium. So, you know, if we only had the one timeline here, then the dark side would only get enough energy for one timeline. So if they can duplicate that, you know, 50, 100, 500 times, and then they're getting 500 times, we'll say, more energy from you. So, you know, it just makes sense that, you know, looking at it logically, you know, they're mass producing the timeline so that they can mass produce you on them, and you are there physically. That's the sad thing. You're there physically with or without your spirit, and so can your spirit be on another timeline in a clone body. So it's all, you know, to me, pretty crappy. I don't know what else to say, but that's what they do. And now that we're aware of this, we can now change these situations to feel better. You may wonder why, like I said, you keep getting haunted by something, and you're not even dealing with that issue, but yet you're haunted by it all the time. That's because you're living that particular situation, but you don't know about it. That's why I say, look at your emotional issues that you're dealing with. That's why they find you. That's, if you had no emotions, you would not be abducted. That's the main thing. And if everybody on this planet were to do timeline crashings, then the aliens might leave here because they would not be able to abduct you on a timeline. So, remember, the more you get rid of it, the more you're helping everybody else. And that's just kind of the way it is here. So, you can do four of the same emotional issue at the same time on a space-time or a timeline crash. So, you can put up four pictures of the light being and or just do four and put it behind each other. So, you can do four at once. So, you can cover a lot of territory that way. And like I said, I would probably recommend, you know, maybe first starting off with maybe 10, or if you do four, maybe do 12 of those, okay? And just see how your body is feeling, because your body is being brought back here. You know, if you want to do 50 of them, then do that. You know, you might find just by doing like one extra one, we'll say, you know, maybe you did 40 and you go, yeah, I feel pretty good. Maybe the 41st one gets rid of the last one for you right now, and you feel better. So, you know, everybody's different. And look at your most emotional situation that you're dealing with, you know, and that's the one that they're getting you the most on. You know, that's the one that's amplified the most to them. Remember, they watch you, they see where your energy is leaking from your emotions, and that's what you want to get rid of. And by getting rid of that emotional energy on these timelines, you may feel much better because it's leaking into this one. You don't know why maybe you're crying all the time or something, or why you exploded people, why you feel hurt or anger or upset or something, you know. And that's the reason, because that's being brought forth in those timelines. And you may not even experience it here. So, you know, do four at one time on that same issue. You don't want to cross-mix them, you know. You don't want to do a fear and an anger one and put four of them up with different issues. You want to do one particular issue and stick with it until your body feels better. That's the way it's made to work. And doing the past of you, you know, on space, that's a whole nother ball of wax. As you can see how you're probably feeling now, uncomfortable, and that's because you were out in the Beyondo for all of that time, probably completely traumatized, not knowing where you are, you know, floating around in the Beyondo, and now you're back home here, but you brought back with you the traumas. So that should be becoming dampened down for you now. I would say typically an hour after a space-time crash, you're going to be balanced out and feel pretty good as your body integrates your other physical parts of you in the hologram. The other energetic bodies get returned back to you so you can be in wholeness. So back to you, Carrie. I hope I covered that well enough for everybody.
Yeah. So just to clarify, can we do, when you're saying we can stack the picture of the light being, do four at once, is that both for the timeline crashing and the space time crashes, or just one?
Yes, it's for both of them, but I would not do more than four, you know. And if you're a sensitive person, maybe doing four space times at one time could really overload you too, so you want to be very careful. But the timeline, you could do four. That doesn't seem to be that big of a problem for most people. I haven't had anybody mention that they felt strange or ill or something from that, okay? But the space one, I would just probably first do one and see how you feel. Remember, it's how your body feels. If you feel nauseated, by all means, don't do four. Just do one at a time. And that may take a long time. Maybe after you do 10 of them, maybe your body might get used to it and be able to help you out more in the healing process. Maybe you could do two or more at that time, but by all means, you know, just ask your body what's going on. So that's what I would suggest. And you don't want to do anything else during a space-time crash. Just sit there and, you know, hang on and go through it. Strap yourself in, because it could be a difficult, bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yep. Okay. So Marie R. is asking if we can type in an age into the space crash. Is that how we do that?
Yes. I would just, I'd probably do it by a day. So you could put in your age. But then you have to divide that up into probably days of the year, because I don't think the age itself, I think that would overload you way too much. That's why I just picked one day.
Okay.
You just pick one day of the particular year at the age of five or whatever we went through, okay? So remember, there's 364 days
five.
Or 65
yeah.
days, you know? So that would be quite a long healing, and as of this minute, I cannot do it any other way, because it's how your body's responding to that. If I were to do 1 week of this here, what we just went through, I think you'd probably be out on the floor. You know how you feel now. Just picture a whole week of this particular issue.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it looks. I wish it wasn't that way, but this is how your body's responding to this here. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's how your body is responding as you're bringing yourself back to yourself. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Sharon has an interesting question about the space-time crash. She's asking, does the space-time clearing bring other people back, or just us, just the person who's doing the clearing?
Yeah, it'll bring back everybody that is on that timeline choosing to experience that emotional issue. So if a person physically down here
is doing something, or a group of people are doing something. They're probably all abducted onto a timeline. And even if they're not doing anything physically, then if they have that emotional issue, they're going to be involved with that because the aliens found that emotional issue and wanted to get everybody that resonates to it on that timeline. So they're probably not going to have, let's say that race A abducts people only with the emotional issue of fear. So they'll find everybody on this planet that deals with fear, and if they can somehow abduct them all, or these ones that they choose to abduct, onto that timeline, you could have, you know, 3 billion people on that timeline with fear, okay? And so you may know some of these people, you may not, but you're going to be interacting with them in different parallel lifetimes or in different movie sets, okay? So it can be quite complicated, but they're all going to be dealing with fear, from a little bit of fear to a lot. So by crashing that timeline, you just freed all of these people that are dealing with fear in one timeline. And there could be, a thousand of these timelines, but you got rid of one of them. That's the way it works. So, yes, you're helping everybody on this planet. This is why I said if everybody on this planet did a timeline crash, the aliens probably, if you can get all the issues that we have here, they would not want us because they'd have no way to connect to us. They're only connecting to you through the timelines. Remember, you're living in time. Living in this time, and you're living in their time somewhere else in the beyond-o. I answered that question good enough because this timeline crash is very beneficial. Now, if you find yourself in a situation, like I said before, maybe your whole life has been wrapped around fear, then do a whole lifetime fear clearing. But you must do the emotional clearing first. Do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And then, afterwards, get the unlimited sometimes so you can stay current with it. And that may take away a lot of what you think you have as far as a problem. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Mike is asking if we can put a specific day into the timeline crash also, or is that just for the space?
That's only for the space.
Okay.
Because the space would be in the past, okay? You're just floating out there. You're not connected to anything because you're out off of a timeline normally. Because you could fall off a timeline, too. Maybe the aliens chose to not use a timeline, so you hopped off of it. So you're just floating out there in space.
Right. Okay. So I've got 56 on my clock, Ron, so we probably need to wrap it up soon. So the next show is going to be on Friday on BBS at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and that'll be on Station 2. And then right after that, Ron will be having his Q&A for anybody that would like to come on and ask questions directly of Ron. And that usually runs an hour and a half, something like that, although Ron's back east, so it might, I don't know, Ron, if you want to go past an hour this time. So the phone number for that, we'll put it up on Friday also, but if you want to write it down now, it is 646-519-5800, and you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that number is 9009, and then you hit the pound sign. And if you're not speaking, if you can hit *6 to mute your line, because we often get quite a bit of background noise, and that will cut that out, which will be great. So that'll be just after 8 p.m. on Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. So if we haven't gotten to your questions today on the fast chat, you can bring them up directly yourself with Ron on Friday. So let's see, is there anything else, Ron?
Yeah, what you first want to do, we have one about future timelines. That might be listed there, but first do the current one. You want to get the one that you're off of. And then I'd probably maybe go on to the past because you're definitely, you have been on them in the past. This is why you want to do the space one. Bring yourself back here in case you're just floating out there. And get yourself into wholeness from that. So I would definitely do the current lifetime one. That's probably the main one that you're doing in the moment here, because that's where you're having your issues brought forth from the beyond that you know nothing about. So, well, we could talk a lot about these timelines, but that's kind of the way it works. So if you haven't done one yet, you're really missing out on bringing yourself into wholeness and also helping other people. So if you, you know, if you can get on there, do that, and you're going to find out how much better your life is. Just pick an issue and, you know, look forward to doing probably, I would say, at least 10 to maybe 40 timelines. And just, you can do four at a time. So just figure that out and do it. Get the time and do it. And you're going to realize how much better you feel the next day or something. So anyway, our time's ending. Thank you, everybody. Blessings. See you on the Friday call. And we have the one-hour conference calls for $20 going to the light ship on Friday. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Good night, everybody.